An internet search engine can make anyone an expert on almost anything. A few keystrokes can turn up millions of pages. Commentator Justin Rood recently tried to become an expert on someone, and it came back to haunt him.
So I meet a girl at a party last weekend. This is what I learn. She's originally from Ohio. She works for a consulting firm. She likes to act, and she seems to enjoy my company. So before I go, I say, hey, we should have dinner sometime. And she gives me her email address. She's new in town, though, and I don't know much about her, and I don't know anybody else who does. So before I ask her out, I find myself instinctively turning to the internet to run a Google search on her. Only after I type in her name and find myself faced with a list of links do I realize how weird it is. A background check before a first date? It seems more John Ashcroft than Casanova. So I call my friend and dating guru, Amy, and confess my behavior. Oh, that's perfectly normal, she assures me. I always do it. Lots of people do. There's even a term for it. You Googled her. It's fine, as long as she doesn't find out. So I set my weird feelings aside and finish Googling her. I see she really is from Ohio. She lived in Chicago once. Did she mention that at the party? I can't remember. There's information on the company she works for and some on her acting background. All good. Her story checks out. I email her an invitation to dinner. She writes back a little later to accept, but notes that she's a vegetarian. But, I write back, you lived in Chicago. That's like the meat capital of the free world. How could you be a vegetarian? Is that why they kicked you out? Only after I click send do I realize I've blown my cover. I recall our conversation at the party in detail, and at no time did she mention Chicago. The Google jig is up. She knows my dirty secret. I wait nervously for her reply. An hour later it comes. I quickly scan it for the accusatory questions. How did you know I lived in Chicago? Who have you been talking to? Where did you find that out? Nothing. Did she miss the reference? Was she more tipsy at that party than I thought? I take a deep breath and begin to read her email from the top, and my heart stops. Dear Mr. Mayor of Tacoma Park, it begins. Bam! The 24th link that results from a Google search of my own name leads to the 2001 election results from my hometown of Tacoma Park, Maryland, which shows a single write-in vote for me to be mayor cast in jest by my childhood friend, Jeremy. She had Googled me, too. A blush spread across my cheeks. I know I should have been weirded out by it, but I'm not. I'm flattered. These days, when we're constantly asked to be on the lookout for suspicious persons, a friendly background check doesn't seem that weird. Maybe it's how we show we care. I get up from the computer and start planning what I'm going to wear for dinner. She Googled me, and it felt good. Really good.
Justin Rood is a writer in Washington, D.C.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story on today's show or previous shows on our website, npr.org. Just click on Archives. Find out about the music you hear on All Things Considered. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show at npr.org. This is NPR.